Council in session last night, and joining us, His Excellency Jackson Mayor Daniel Mahoney.
You're far too kind. Good morning. Good morning, Greg. Good morning, Jackson.
I know you had a... I don't know if it was a long night, but you had a complex night last night because you were talking about assessments for these roads, and it's like beating your head against the wall, isn't it?
I look at it more like a puzzle. Sometimes
it hasn't been solved yet.
It has not been solved yet, and sometimes you pick up the wrong piece and you figure out that piece doesn't go there. Mm-hmm. And I think assessments are part of the puzzle, but I think the way that we've been doing assessments, it ain't broke. I don't think we should be trying to fix it. I think that we definitely have to take a look at some pieces of how we do assessments, but not a whole change in the way that we do assessments.
Change was brought forward last night.
It was. So the assessor, and this is, I think, probably about the third push to try to bring this to our attention, to change from what we currently do, which is front footage, a method of equating how much each individual property is assessed.
Yeah, right.
And then there's another method called per unit. And it is literally exactly what it sounds like. It equally spreads it out no matter how big or small the front footage of your property is. And what ends up happening is a mass majority of our community, the assessment costs would be higher. And then there's some properties that pay a higher amount because they have more property, would go down. I kind of explained last night, I mean, in that to quote the words of our engineer, who is on the opposite spectrum of thinking about assessments, you know, the push came from our assessor's office to change to this, who says it's a better way of doing it. It's going to make it easier. It'll make assessments cleaner, easier to explain how we derived at how much a person's assessment is versus the way we're doing it right now. And it was really strictly looking at what is called the contributory value that having your street fixed brings to your house. How much value does it actually add if your street is repaired? When you go to sell your house, there's only so much contributory value that having your street repaired actually brings. And
so let me throw this at you real quick.
Okay.
Before we move forward.
Okay.
I have a house with 500 foot frontage.
Okay.
Joe Blow has 100 foot frontage.
Mm-hmm.
We pay the same?
In theory, yes.
That's not right, is it?
Well, it does.
Well, you voted against it.
Yeah, definitely voted against it. I mean, so it's a little bit more complex than that because there's still some nuances, because then there's the...
Okay, so it's not that simple.
It's not that simple.
Okay.
There's still some more, but that is the overall idea of it, right? Whereas at currently, your 500-foot frontage would be measured, and in comparison to the person who only has 100 feet, you would pay more. You own more property on the street, more front footage property on the street. You know, there are some properties that have like oblong yards, and there's a different equation that they have to use to derive at how much your front footage would actually cost you. A lot of complicated math involved.
I'll bet.
Exactly, but they got calculators for that, but ultimately for me, when I'm looking at the decisions, you know, I have to try to make a decision that I feel like is going to have the least negative impact on the most amount of people. And in this situation, I could not find an example of where this had a majority, like, for and when I say I couldn't find a situation, we were given several different graphs to show here's what assessments would look like on a project that has this many houses and it weren't specific addresses on the way we do it right now, front footage, if we switched to per unit, here's how that project would look cost-wise. And it's a bar graph that shows the difference between the two. I could not find a consistent example out of maybe 10 examples that we were given that showed where this would have a decrease for the majority of homeowners on the street opposed to an increase. There's a couple examples where, oh, this one went way down, but all of these ones, it went way up. And that just don't sit right with me.
No.
You know, and I, especially after coming off of a meeting, Greg, where we had 7 special assessments out of 9 fail because citizens said they cannot afford to pay an assessment for their street to be repaired. Because what happens is these assessments, they go under your taxes. You don't pay them, you could lose your home for not paying that special assessment. So to put people at risk who are saying, not only can I not afford it, but the majority of people on my block cannot afford it. We do not want our street repaired. We have to look at doing something different. And I think that, again, to me, assessments are definitely part of the puzzle of fixing the damn roads. But the piece just ain't fitting right now. And we have to figure out how can we do it differently. It's going to put some more pressure on the city to actually be able to pay the gap that's going to be caused if we do figure out a way to lower those assessments, which is what my goal is, for us to figure out a way to lower the assessments. And I think that it's going to take us to lower the SEV cap percentage from 25% to 12.5%, which was a recommendation by council person Schlechty. I think it's a great recommendation. That is going to take someone who had an assessment of, let's say, $8,000 down to around $4,000.
Yeah.
But right now, the max amount that somebody can be assessed is it's 25%, and it's $15,000 is the maximum amount. So we're still seeing people who are reaching that $10,000, $12,000 range for a project to get completed. And they have 10 years to pay it, but you also got to pay a 2% interest on that. And some people just cannot scratch and find an additional $1,000 over the course of a year for 10 years straight. They're just not in position coming off of a worldwide pandemic and all the other things that we've been challenged with inflation and, you know, everything going up in price. Is an unreasonable ask to me to turn around and ask them to pay $10,000 to $12,000 for the road to be repaired. I think we can be a little bit more creative and come up with some different ways. And I think council agreed last night that a wholesale change to our assessment procedure is not what we want to see right now. But we do want to see some changes to parts of that policy for sure.
Yeah, I don't know the nuts and bolts, obviously, behind the scenes, but it just sounds to me like the little guy pays more.
Essentially, that's exactly what would happen.
Okay.
That's exactly what would happen.
So it's a fairness issue, probably.
It is definitely a fairness and an equity issue in this situation of, is that, and again, for me, it's like, well, I kept saying I could not sleep at night making a decision that's an easier way to do assessments versus continuing the way that we're doing right now and it being a more equitable way for us to do assessments. So, you know, and we me and the assessor spoke afterwards, and you know, he's such a kind person, and we've talked about this quite a few times. My position hasn't changed because this is what I saw from the get go.
Yeah, well, it's not about the assessor. It's about the plan.
Absolutely not. Yeah. It's not about the assessor. It's not even about the plan. It's about the citizens. And I couldn't sleep at night. Mm-hmm. I could not even sleep thinking about, man, how this is going to impact even just one block or one neighborhood on, you know, having to answer the question, well, why am I paying so much more in assessments? Why is my assessment so much higher now than what it would have been if that change hadn't happened? So I think all the council seen that and agreed.
7-0 vote.
Six. We had a member who wasn't able to make it last night.
Okay.
So 6-0 to kind of put that to bed, to not make that change.
So where do you go from here, or do you go anywhere?
We do. I think we have to look at what we can do to lower that SEV cap. I think, you know, a cut would probably be more reasonable, and we would have less citizens saying they don't want their street repaired if we could cut that.
Mm-hmm.
If we could cut that in half.
Well, that was the main issue last night, right?
That was the main issue last night. It was. That was the main issue last night. We had some other business on the floor as well. We are kind of pressing forward with a plan for winter shelter for homeless at T.A. Wilson in the Annex building to try to, you know, not try, but we've got a work group that's been meeting every 2 weeks consistently of people who I call the experts in this field of work, and we've all agreed that we need to do something to create a plan, a sustainable plan, to provide winter shelter for individuals who are homeless, provide some additional assistance outside of what already exists, so we don't end up in a situation like we were in last year with not just the city of Jackson, but several community resources keep a budget of dollars for emergency hotel stays for individuals. And it's expensive. It's expensive and it's not truly sustainable. So we're working on a plan to utilize the annex, to try to get it done by November. Last night we passed.
That'll be pushing it, won't it?
It will. It will. But it's going to be pushing it because we have to build this plane while it's on the runway right now.
Nobody's really in charge yet, are they?
Not yet, but we also agreed that once with that vote last night for what we voted for,
mm-hmm.
Also gives the city manager the ability now to put an RFP out for community partners who are interested in helping manage that over the winter time, and kind of helps with a dollar amount on how that can be made happen. So I think it's moving in the right direction. I mean, we don't have the perfect answer. I don't think anything in government that happens is always the perfect answer. But I think in these instances, just like when we sat here last year, the big thing that I kept saying is that we don't have to try to do everything. We do have to do what we can.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I think this is us as a city, as a community, doing what we can do. But I'm sure everybody has noticed that that we've again started to see an increase in individuals who are homeless on our streets, and wintertime is getting ready to approach.
Yep,
very quickly, faster than I think we all want it to.
46 out there today.
It is. Buddy. I got a sweater on.
Yeah,
but the fall is my favorite season. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's that. I think it's you know, the urgency for us to do something is there.
Hispanic Heritage Festival downtown this weekend.
It
was put together last year for the first time. They didn't really know what to expect, and lo and behold, there's about 1,000 people there.
Boom! Just like that.
Amazing.
I mean, when we it's funny because when I talked to the planning committee, being on the Juneteenth. Committee, you know, what I was telling them from my experience and doing events, I'm like, I'm telling you, you're going to have more people than what you expect. And they were like, okay, but we just want to keep it small. We don't know it's first year.
Yeah.
And they had a phenomenal event last year. So this year, I think it's going to be even bigger. It's going to be even better. I was talking to Leticia, who works in the office at the city. She's John Willis's office assistant. And I was talking to her, just asking her how the planning was going, how I can support, and how much food do you guys have coming at this event? She said, we have 24 food vendors.
Wow.
My goodness, I'm hungry right now just thinking about it. You know, so I love these types of events. I love these cultural events that allow us the opportunity as a community to come together, to learn about other cultures, to celebrate other cultures, to learn how to properly celebrate with other cultures, because it just helps us grow as individuals. It helps us grow as a community. It makes us more tolerant to differences, and more accepting to people from different places, and it makes us better as a Jackson as a whole. And I'm very excited about this Saturday's event.
Hey, appreciate your visit today.
Thank you for having me, as always. Jackson, have a good day. Greg, have a good day.
Jackson Mayor Daniel Mahoney.